We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Just a few minutes left here with Dr. Tim Schaefer at Kansas State University and the Associate Professor of the Department of Communication Studies and Director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Looking forward here into the month of December, is there anything special coming up that the Institute is putting on?
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah. There's, as we're wrapping up this academic semester, there are still some public events that are connected to a class that I'm teaching. So an undergraduate course. We've been partnering with actually some folks in the College of Health and Human Sciences at K-State, and with some community organizations actually around vaccines, and understanding kind of vaccine hesitancy and how do we think about, as the caller was highlighting earlier, the importance of and the impact on people's lives and their ability to kind of continue to live and share life with each other, especially those that, would be really compromised otherwise. And as we've now got a new global variant that is of concern, all of this speaks to why it's really important for us to be able to understand and kind of wrestle with these questions. So these students, we just held some community forums, and there's a little bit more work, not much though, that's happening in partnership with the Kansas Immunize Kansas Coalition that we've been collaborating with. And so there are some more vaccine clinics and the like that, just trying to, so we've largely been volunteering and partnering with them in those ways. But some of this is kind of wrapping up. Part of the academic schedule and cycle is we're on the very tail end here. So the window for students to participate before kind of holiday break and things like that is diminishing. So there's a bit on that front. But I will note here, and I'm going to increasingly talk about this, so I'm going to say thank you in advance to KMAN for helping kind of champion some of this. You don't know about this. But the USD 383, we are partnering with them early next year between January and March to hold a number of forums around potential and possible reuse of the ninth grade building on points. And so as students transition up the hill, and when all that begins to happen, there have been some really interesting conversations here locally about how some of that building might be reused in more kind of public ways. And so the idea of kind of a community kitchen and some other kind of related efforts using some of that building, the cafeteria, and maybe a couple adjacent rooms or kind of closely situated rooms. We're going to host a number of conversations. So the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy is going to facilitate those. They'll be both in person, at least a couple in person, and then at least a couple online, just so we can engage as many people as possible. But to talk about how do we think of these kind of common problems in a way that we can really explore all of the dimensions that come into play there, right? So what does it practically take to do some of this? The community meals, for example, in our community kind of rotate from particularly faith communities, right? So a lot of churches, congregations kind of host certain nights meals in their spaces. And so, part of the conversation is that the way that we want to continue? Is there another approach or reason to think about having a kind of a single spot where some of this happens, but all of these actions, these decisions have trade-offs, right? And so part of this process, these forums in the coming months are really going to help understand and explore that and think about the implications for reuse of the building on points, safety considerations, cost, just all of that, really important content that I think back to your point, let's think in some paragraphs here rather than kind of the kind of quick statements and such. And so I would invite people to be, part of those conversations when they come and just to be aware of that and pass it along to others. Because this is a really important question. And when we think about that building, it's long served this community as a school in various iterations. Even walking through it a few weeks ago highlighted, it's a really old building, but it's been updated in some important and significant ways, and it'd be a loss not to utilize it in some respects. And so how do we think about that? So, that's probably the biggest thing that's on the plate here for ICDD in the coming months.
We're looking forward to that. I've been hearing rumors about that, and so nice that that's out there, and we'll be able to talk about that a little bit more here further down the road, and going to be a good conversation, I think.
I think so, and a very important one.
Yeah. Well, it was good having you here, and we'll see you again here in a few weeks, Dr. Schaefer.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
That's going to wrap up our program here for today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with the school district, USD 383, Marvin Wade and Kristen Brighton, scheduled to join us. We're also going to talk with Darren Emery at the Manhattan Fire Department, and Gina Snyder from Downtown Manhattan Incorporated will join us as well.